Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
If I have to listen to one more full 22 moron tell me that Geno Smith is one of the best quarterbacks in the league and that our eyes are wrong, I can't handle it. Like when Joe Burrow's career is over, when we talk about the greatness of Joe Burrow, the fact that he's done all of this, what he's done, with this boob, Zach Taylor, and Brian Callahan largely coaching him. Is he the greatest quarterback that's ever lived?
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football and playoff baseball Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. On Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. And heard on radio stations nationwide. You can't subscribe to those. But you can subscribe to the show in podcast form to search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And as always, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, you know, no one will ever confuse me. It's Gloria Gaynor, right? Who does We Will Survive? It's not, do I have that right? Is it Diana Ross? Someone look that up for me? Anyway, no one will ever confuse me with the singer of I Will Survive, especially as I get paler and paler as we progress into the cold winter months here. Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. So excuse me for a second while I do my best. We will survive. Will we? We have made it through 4 weeks in Survivor. We're now to week 5. Femi, Tyler, me. We've all got our big boards for our Survivor pick week 5 in the National Football League. And 40 minutes from now, we will go over it, and we will try to determine how we will survive into week number 6 in the National Football League. What a great song. Will we take the Detroit? Will we take the Lions? We will survive. We will survive. Hey, hey. Also, Femi has his betting things in the National Football League, college football, and Major League Baseball, and I know one of them. I only looked at one on the rundown that was sent, and this one is straight out of First Take. Everybody's going to love it. Femi's betting things coming up next hour on the show for NFL, college football, and Major League Baseball. three tremendous guests join us today on the show to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win this weekend. Hashtag on the gridiron. Joey Kanish of Hit the Books, The Hammer. Joey Kanish joins us next hour. His best bets for college football. And he texted me earlier his best bet. And he has got a stinky dog for everybody. And I can't wait for him to reveal that bet next hour on the show. NBC Sports betting analyst, the great Jay Croucher, joins us to lead off the Power Hour. His bets for week 5 in the NFL and any futures bets that Jay Croucher has placed this week. Jay, also a noted Yankees fan. We'll find out if Jay likes our Yankees tonight against the Red Sox. And then pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola of The Hammer at 6:20 p.m. Eastern. All of Rob's best bets for week 5 in the NFL. And speaking of best bets, Femi and I will give you our best bets for the Cubs and the Padres. We'll officially lock those in later this hour. Game 3, Cubs and Padres, less than an hour from now at Wrigley Field. And at the end of the show, in the final hour, the Power Hour, our best bets for Yankees-Red Sox Game 3, do or die, and side total and props for Thursday Night Football between the Niners and the Rams in the NFC West. Today's social question, your best bet. You, the listener, you, the viewer, your best bet for either Yankees, Red Sox, or Rams, Niners. We would love to take your submissions on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Your submissions on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. So type them in there. Your best bet for the games tonight and the rationale behind it. Bill Zimmerman will read the answers later in the show. But we officially begin. Tremendous football and playoff baseball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. In celebration of the best sports month of the year, bar none. October. Oh, baby. It's officially October. Only in October do you get playoff baseball with the NFL and college football and the NBA and the National Hockey League. Today and tonight, one of the prime examples of why October is a veritable sports fan and sports betting cornucopia. Three elimination games in Major League Baseball. Three elimination games today in Major League Baseball. And we get a Thursday Night Football divisional game to kick off Week 5 in the professionals. If you don't love it, if your blood isn't running hot right now, if you're not excited to watch some games, if you're not excited to make some bets, what the hell are you doing here? Go find something else to watch, something else to listen to. We don't want you here if you're not jacked up and you're not excited. Now, normally this is a spot where I'd say, just kidding, we love all our listeners and viewers. No, I'm not kidding. If you're not ready for this today, if you're not excited for this today, go listen to NPR, whether they're federally funded or not. We will get to Thursday Night Football with the Rams and the Niners, but we need to begin with Major League Baseball. Tigers and the Guardians underway right now in Cleveland in that elimination game, Game 3. The Tigers holding a 1-0 lead right now in the top of the fourth, man on first. Nobody out, so the Guards trailing 1-0. We have bet the Guardians in this game. Femi bet the Guards in the series, so we'll be sweating this one out, the Guards and the Tigers. Yankees-Red Sox, first pitch just after 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll get to that in a moment, but we'll begin with the next game up. The Cubs and the Padres from Wrigley, Game 3 there. Winner advances to play the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Division Series. Yu Darvish pitches for the Padres, Jameson Taillon for the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs a small favorite in the game, minus 115, Pods minus 105 at BetMGM. The total sitting at 7.5. I've thought long and hard about how I want to bet this game. And Femi and I will finalize our bets at the end of this hour. I've thought long and hard about it. And I'm going to say something that sounds a little counterintuitive. I do like the Cubs in today's game. But I don't think the Cubs can beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the next round in the NLDS. So if Cubs win today, I'm going to like Milwaukee to advance to the NLCS, to lose to the winner of Phillies Dodgers, in a division series that might actually be the World Series. So I like the Brewers to beat the Cubs if the Cubs win today, and I do like the Cubs to win today. But if I'm wrong, and the Padres win, I will be taking the San Diego Padres to beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLDS and be the sacrificial lamb against either the Phils or the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. So let's give you a couple reasons why I like the Chicago Cubs today. First off, the starting pitching matchup is disgusting. Like, it's gross. And all you need to do to prove that that's true is look at the outs props for both pitchers. Neither pitcher is expected to, like, go into the fourth inning of this game. Like, your outs props 9, 9.5, 10.5, somewhere in that range. Like, neither one is expected to make it out of the fourth inning. And neither guy is one where you look at their name and go, oh, I can bet on this guy in the postseason and feel confident. Yu Darvish, obviously one of the great playoff choke artists ever. And historically better, not just this season, but in general, better at home than he is on the road. Last I checked, this is a road game today for Yu Darvish and the San Diego Padres. Now, while Jameson Taillon, I don't think he's very good. And as a Yankee fan, as someone who had to watch Jameson Taillon pitch for my team, I can tell you that when I watched J-Mo pitch, I wanted to chug glasses of J-Mo because he was terrible. And you don't want to see Nick Costos on Jameson. He turns into Satan. That's why I only drink vodka. It's the one liquor that I can consume where I don't turn into the devil. So I want nothing to do with Jameson Taillon and nothing to do with J-Mo. But Jameson Taillon at least closed the season well for the Chicago Cubs. Gives you something to latch onto when you bet this game today, if you like the Chicago Cubs. And I do like the Chicago Cubs. We have seen Padres manager Mike Schilt use his most electric arms out of the bullpen in each of the first two games, most notably the great Mason Miller, who looks like, man, like if you watch baseball for the first time and saw Mason Miller pitch, you would think, this is the greatest pitcher that's ever lived. He's unbelievable. Now, maybe we'll see Michael King as the first man up for the Padres out of the pen when Yu Darvish is done, and we like Michael King. I think the Cubs have the more well-rested bullpen. I actually trust the Cubs starting pitcher more than I trust the Padres starting pitcher. And call it a feeling, but I got that feeling that we are going to see Kyle Tucker, the big game tonight for the Chicago Cubbies. Give me the Cubs -115 to beat the Padres and the Cubs to advance to the NLDS, where we get a good old-fashioned grudge match between one time like the Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi situation, Jedi and trainee, coaches on the same staff with Craig Counsell and Pat Murphy. Oh, baby. The storylines will be aplenty if and when we get the Cubs and the Brewers. As for the late game, Yankees and the Red Sox. I can't believe so many things that happened last night in the Bronx. And I'm not even talking about the baseball game. Just like watch the local news. You won't believe like 10 things that happen in the Bronx on any given day. And I went to college in the Bronx. I totally understand. I can't believe the Yankees won. And I was wrong. And I paid for it by losing money. Now, I'm happy as a Yankee fan, obviously, that they won. That was not a reverse jinx attempt by me yesterday. That was not me being like, oh, I fooled you, everyone. Actually, I bet the Yankees. No. I bet the Red Sox. I absolutely thought the Red Sox were going to win. So I can't believe the Yankees won. I can't believe that it was Austin Wells and Jazz Chisholm that ultimately got it done for them. I mean, you could Austin Wells, I think he sucks. I think he's terrible. And I don't think he's a big game player. And Jazz, say what you want about Jazz, and I've said a lot. I also don't think he's a big game player for this team. But what did you see last night? Wells, like with the base hit, and Jazz Chisholm hustling his ass off from first to score on that play to give the Yankees a 4-3 lead. Absolutely unbelievable. I also can't believe that Rafael is shot off of Bednar in the ninth. That ball comes off the bat, and I'm thinking, oh my God, we got a tie game here. I can't believe it died at the warning track. Aaron Judge makes the catch to put the game away. I can't believe that Nate Eaton didn't score on the Jazz Chisholm diving play when he threw the ball at the first. Why wouldn't he come home to score? It's a terrible base-running blunder by the Boston Red Sox. I can't believe that Raffaello, a man on first and second and nobody out on the seventh, bunts the ball straight to the pitcher. What the hell was that? You bet the Red Sox last night, and I did. You got a lot to be pissed about. Because, look, I'm being real here. I'm a Yankee fan. The Red Sox handed that game last night on a silver platter to the New York Yankees. Just let's just tell the truth. That's exactly what happened. So you give the Yankees credit. They were able to, you know, win in spite of Aaron Boone's idiotic managing, where Boone shows you once again that he listens to talk radio and he listens to shows like this one and he reads the press clippings. Because one day after he took Max Fried out too early, he left Carlos Rodon in for too long. And it was obvious to anyone with eyes that was watching, and if you know anything about Carlos Rodon in his past, that you cannot leave Carlos Rodon in that spot, and Aaron Boone did. And the Yankees somehow were able to get away with it. And I can't believe it happened. Now, I did lose a pretty penny on that game last night. But if I'm being real, as a Yankee fan, I'm obviously happy they won. And on the other side, I'm going to give you the script of how Game 3 goes tonight in the Bronx. My bets for the Yankees and Red Sox, and my analysis and breakdown of Niners-Rams on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Austin Wells. And he lines one into right field. Fair ball! Chisholm to third. He's being waved. Eaton coming home. Here's the throw. He's safe! And the Yankees have a lead on Austin Wells. And the speed of Chisholm.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Carl Ravitch with the call last night on ESPN as the Yankees stave off elimination and beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3. Setting up a do-or-die game tonight. Winner advances to the American League Divisional Series to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. And two rookies toeing the slab. 24-year-old Cam Schlittler for the New York Yankees. He of 14 career starts. And Connelly Early for the Boston Red Sox. 23 years old. 4 career starts. And for the old heads out there like me, Connelly Early, Quinn's son. Anyone remember Quinn Early, NFL wide receiver back in the day for the San Diego Chargers? Anyway, Schlittler v. Early. I see this game tonight with the Yankees and the Red Sox playing out one of two ways. The Yankees should, keyword, should, smack Connelly Early around. number one offense in Major League Baseball against lefties. They should smack early around in this game. They really should. But we have seen the Yankees offense over the years, certainly in the Aaron Boone era, we have seen the bats go cold when it matters the most. And given that we have seen in the first two games of the series, and not just the first two games of this series, but in the regular season finale against on Sunday when the Yankees were trying to win the division against the Baltimore Orioles, we saw all the high leverage relievers used on Sunday also. That's now three consecutive games that we've seen Bednar, that we've seen Cruz, and we've seen Devin Williams. Whereas the Red Sox last night, really the only reliever that they used and stretched out was Garrett Whitlock, who was horrible, thankfully. As a Yankee fan, I'm happy that happened. As a better, maybe I wanted him to pitch a little better, but as a Yankee fan, I'm happy that he pooped down his leg last night, allowing the Yankees to take the lead and eventually win the game. But Boston's got the more well-rested bullpen going into tonight. So I think we see one of two things happen. Number one, if the Yankees win, I think it's a laugher. I think they're up early, and the crowd's going nuts, and they bury Boston in the first couple innings of this game. They smack early around, they take a lead, and they're able to ride that momentum to the finish line and to the division series. But if the Red Sox take an early lead in this game, and early looks halfway decent, and the Yankee bats have that feel about them, that they're about to go cold on an October night, I think the Red Sox are a good live bet, sincerely, if that happens. And I think my opinion as a Yankee fan should carry weight here, that that's what I think we'll see. So if Boston's up 2-0 going into the bottom of the second, I don't know if I really want to bet the Red Sox in this game, but, you know, like my betting advice would be to bet Boston, to bet them live, because that's how the game's going to feel. The crowd's going to get tight, and I think Boston's got a bullpen advantage in this game when they get to it. And if you like the Yankees tonight, I wouldn't even mess around with the money line. And currently at BetMGM, we are Yankees. So I do a refresh here. Yankees minus 160 and the Sox plus 135. I just play the Yankees on the run line. Yankees minus one and a half runs at plus 140. Again, Yankees win. I think they win by two or more, probably three or more, honestly. And if the Red Sox win, I think it's tight. So thinking 3-2 Boston or 9-2 Yankees, somewhere in that range. And that would dictate how you want to bet the total in the game as well. Now, I can be wrong, and it can go differently, but I feel pretty strongly that this is either the Yankees win by a lot or Red Sox win by a little. And it makes me very, 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 very nervous going into tonight. I'm choosing to smile right now rather than scream into the microphone because, man, it's going to be a stressful night at the Costos household. Not just because my daughter's sick and hasn't slept in a few days. That will just compound things. I can't wait for the Yankees to lose and go upstairs to go to sleep and be in bed and have to wake up in about an hour when my daughter is standing in the crib screaming. That's how you know it's bad. For anyone out there who doesn't have a kid, when your kid is standing in the crib, you know you're in for one. That's the issue. It's not the noise. It's the standing in the crib. You bet on this Thursday. All right. Thursday Night Football. I'm a little bummed. This game actually bums me out a little bit. Now I'm going to watch every second of it because I love the National Football League, but the game bums me out. Because on Sunday night, when I'm looking at the openers, right, for week 5 in the NFL, I'm hitting the pen, getting nice and stoned. Yeah. I'm getting excited. I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at point spreads. What an awesome game to kick things off this week. Niners and the Rams in Los Angeles. And the point spreads in between Rams -3 and Rams -3.5. And as the week has drawn on, the point spread has gone up and up and up. We are now basically everywhere Rams minus 8.5. So we've blown through 7, blown through 7.5, and we've blown through 8. Rams minus 8.5 total in the game has been bet down. We are now 43.5 at BetMGM, below one of the key numbers when we talk about betting totals of 44. Brock Purdy, out. Juwan Jennings, out. Ricky Pearsall, out. George Kittle remains out for at least one more game. Nick Bosa is obviously out for the year. And that's how you get the Rams all the way through 7 at home on a short week. So as it stands right now, the number, it feels okay to me. If I had to bet it, and I don't think I'm going to, but if I had to bet the side of the game right now at current numbers, I lean towards the 49ers. Lean. Not a bet, a lean. And you know how leans work. If the Niners cover, I get to come on the show tomorrow and tell you I won. And if they don't, hey, it was just a lean. I'm kidding. Just a lean for me. I'm not going to bet San Francisco. I don't think I'm going to bet San Francisco plus the points. But I do lean towards the Niners. It's a big number, and I have a lot of respect, obviously, for Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan. What I want to do here from a betting perspective. Everybody Wong tease tonight. Everybody Wong tease tonight. Are the Rams going to lose? Is this game going to be ultra close? I really don't think so. Matthew Stafford's healthy, and we'll see if Rob Havenstein plays, but the offensive line is pretty healthy otherwise for the Rams. Puka's healthy. Devontae's healthy. Jared Verse is healthy. Now compare and contrast, right, to the Niners, where their starting quarterback isn't playing. The two receivers aren't playing. The best pass rusher is out. The star tight end is out. I don't like the setup for San Francisco tonight. Now, at 8.5, you could lose by a touchdown and win the bet, right? So I don't want to lay Rams minus 8.5. Do I like Rams minus 2.5? Rams to win by 3? I do. So I have paired the LA Rams with the Buffalo Bills as a two-team teaser leg for tonight. That is the 2022 NFL season opener memorial teaser. The Rams and the Bills. The Rams down to 2.5 and the Bills down to 2. That's how I'm choosing to play the side of this game, is to tease the Los Angeles Rams. So I've got that. That is good to go. Now let's talk some props. And we will finalize the props at the end of the show. But I do think that this game provides some fascinating prop angles, the Niners and the Rams. So with Jennings and Pearsall out, we will see Kendrick Bourne, the ultimatum. Jake Tongis and DeMarcus Robinson as the top three pass catchers tonight for Mac Jones. And his cell phone number is 281-330-800-FOE. Hit Mac Jones up on the low. Because Mac Jones about to, you know. So there's opportunity here with Pearsall out and Jennings out. So here's how I see it going. Mac Jones' passing yards number has been bet up over the course of the day. So it was at 218.5 early this morning. I looked about 15 minutes ago. It was 223.5. So it's been climbing up. Now think about the setup again of this game. Niners, a dog of more than a touchdown on the road. It stands to reason that they're going to have to throw the ball in this game to keep up. Because we think the Rams are going to be able to score, right? The Rams could probably score on anybody. Look what they did to the Eagles a couple weeks ago with Stafford healthy and Puka healthy and Devontae Adams healthy. San Francisco is going to have to throw. The weather is going to be climate controlled in Southern California. It's a Kyle Shanahan offense. I agree with the betting move towards Mac Jones and that passing yards number. So now where are these yards going to go? Kendrick Bourne not only has familiarity with the Kyle Shanahan system, right, having played for years in San Francisco before departing from San Fran, so he's been in the Shanahan offense for years before this year, before he was brought in during the season, but he also played for a season in New England with Mac Jones. So there's a rapport with these two. And I think the most likely scenario here with the Niners offensive line, like, not being what it's been in past years, even though Trent Williams has been better since he was brutal in week one against Seattle, I think it's going to be Mac, like, looking for a security blanket. And maybe that's Christian McCaffrey, but McCaffrey, the expectation in the betting market is that McCaffrey beasts both in the run and the pass game. The Bourne number, which is currently high 30s or low 40s, depending on where you're looking, does feel a little low to me. So the Kendrick Bourne receiving yards over looks pretty good. Now let's talk about Jake Tonjes, who will be San Francisco's number one pass-catching tight end with George Kittle remaining out. So last week, we saw Tyler Warren have success against the Los Angeles Rams. In week three, we saw Dallas Goedert. Didn't have a ton of success, but caught a long touchdown, went over his receiving yards prop. We had that in the game against the Los Angeles Rams. Again, like, Mac Jones is going to be under duress in this game. He's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. I'm a Jake Tonjes guy. Except in week one when he cost me money catching that touchdown to beat the Seahawks in my Seahawks bet. Tonjes is receiving yards prop in the high 20s now. I think he's catching four passes in this game. That should be enough to get Tonjes over his receiving yards prop. DeMarcus Robinson, his number feels low to me. Like, if Mac Jones is going to have a good game slinging the football, like, these guys are going to, someone's going over and maybe multiple guys for the 49ers. We can finalize it at the end of the show, but I will have at least one of these Niners pass catchers going over, and I do like the Mac Jones passing yards over as well. And if and when the Los Angeles Rams win tonight's game, and the betting market says that they are very likely to win, the Rams are going to be in pole position to win the NFC West. We'll improve to 4-1. We'll see about Arizona this weekend as the Cardinals host the Tennessee Titans. It's hard to trust Arizona. Maybe we'll take them in Survivor because they're playing Cam Ward and the Titans. Arizona feels like they're on at least one tier below the Rams. The Seahawks are looming as an interesting team. And I told you last Friday after the Seahawks beat the Cardinals how impressed I am with Sam Darnold and how awesome I think Sam Darnold is. And Mike McDonald's an awesome defensive coach. And then I think the Seahawks are a playoff team. So I'm not trying to discount Seattle. But I don't think if Matthew Stafford's healthy that you can put Seattle in the same breath as the Los Angeles Rams. And if the Rams win tonight, they'll be 4-1. The Niners will be 3-2. And the Rams will have a head-to-head win over San Francisco. And for as good as the Niners can be in theory, I never thought the Niners' ceiling was as high as the Rams' ceiling. Even if I felt like the Niners' floor was higher than the Rams, given Matthew Stafford's back, I said before the year started, the Rams were the only team in that division with potential Super Bowl upside.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying that the Rams win the NFC West with a win tonight. That's obviously not the case. But I think it puts them in really, really, really strong position to do so. And they are big favorites in tonight's game. It's going to be one of the things that we're talking about when we lead off tomorrow's Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and Tyler join me. And we will finalize our survival, attempt to at least finalize our survivor play for week 6.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sam Martin, the veteran, for the punt, and Marcus Jones. There was no fair catch at the 12, and he squeezes out of it. Marcus Jones down the sideline. Walker's in front, pass the punter. Marcus Jones, and that's a punt return for a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, baby. We survived with the New England Patriots. We didn't just survive. We thrived. A beatdown. Ass kicking. We absolutely loved it. Friends of the show, the great Chris Myers and Stink, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Mark Schlereth on the call this past week on Fox as the Patriots destroy the Panthers and allow myself, Femi, and Tyler to advance to week 5 in Survivor. We'll give you our thoughts on this week. We'll give you our big board in a moment. But first, we want to remind everybody to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Femi gave you a bunch of NFL award thoughts in his hour of the show today. Coach of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and like and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Our show sponsor, obviously, BetMGM, and we want you to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. Femi, before we get to Survivor, Game 3 of Cubs-Padres, starting in about 25 minutes at Wrigley. Cubs minus 115. Padres minus 105, Tyone and Darvish, the pitching matchup, total 7.5. How are you betting this one?
Yeah, I have the Cubs series price from before the start of the season at minus 110. If this is the same exact bet, we're sitting here. There is some minus 110 out in the market, obviously minus 115 at BetMGM. We always recommend shopping around. I don't feel like I need to add more, but if I didn't have anything, I would actually bet the Chicago Cubs. So I will be riding my bet that I made prior to the start of the series, minus 110 on the Cubs to take down the series. I just do not trust Yu Darvish whatsoever in this spot. The Cubs lineup, it's more than shaky. Like, Kyle Tucker's probably the only guy that you actually trust. But I think at home, they find a way. Craig Counsell finds a way to get this done for the Chicago Cubs. So give me the Cubbies. I think they get it done. It's going to be a sweat because the Padres might have some of those vibes. But I do like Chicago at home to advance to the NLDS.
Any thought to PCA HR today off the schneid or no?
PCA is playing cricket. Like, he's swinging at balls that are bouncing. No, I cannot. I cannot.
At some point he might snap out of this. We will see.
His ABs are horrendous. Like, they're actually horrendous.
It's not great. I do like the Cubs also. I bet the Cubs. Talked about why to start the show. Yu Darvish is a choker. I actually trust Tyone more. Cubs bullpen more well rested. And subjectively, I think you get a good Kyle Tucker game here. And I think the Cubs win. Advance to the NLDS. Okay. Survivor time. Tyler Morales joins us. Hello, Tyler.
How we doing, guys?
Tyler, you are not feeling well. Is that accurate?
Yeah, a little under the weather here. Kind of fatigued, a little congested. My head hurts. My back hurts also, which is maybe the sign of old age, but we're fighting through it. This is my flu game today.
It's been a long week of producing wagertainment.
Someone has to do it. Apparently, I'm getting sick doing it.
I'm being serious. Are you being overworked? Also, like, why does it sound like a goddamn aircraft carrier is landing every time your microphone's on?
I can't help you with the second part, but I don't think I'm being overworked. You know, maybe someone in my house got sick, brought it to me. Maybe I went outside a few times. Maybe my brother. My brother's a little sick.
I didn't know you have a brother. What's your brother's name?
Corey. He's 14 months younger than me. So he's 29. I'm 30.
I was hoping for Miles. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about Corey Morales once on the show. Are you friends with him?
No one's ever asked. He's not home right now, but
do you like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
Do you guys hang out? You've literally never mentioned him once. I feel like you don't like him.
No, I do, but it's just like he watches football with us. He's not like the world's biggest sports fan, but he's a sports fan. So it's just I'm not going to bring him on. No, not really. So maybe that's where the disconnect comes from. as the Tigers just hit a home run.
Yeah, Dylan Dingler just hit a dinger. Tigers up 2-1. Mm. Sorry. Does he look down on you for betting on sports?
No, not at all. I don't think so. My dad did it our whole lives. He's seen it. I don't think he looks down on me at all.
Who does your dad prefer of his two sons?
I'm not. You know what? He's probably not listening. I think me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's me. But
what does Corey do?
He works in photography and videography. So he works for a company and goes out and he's basically the cameraman and takes photos and all that stuff.
Okay.
Are you sure you like him? I don't think Tyler likes his brother. We've literally Tyler and I have been working together every day for 6 years. I don't think he's ever mentioned once his brother. Not one time.
In fairness, no one's ever asked, so we never felt the need to bring it up.
But you would come up at some point in conversation. Yeah, Femi brings up his brother all the time. I don't ask Femi if you have a sibling.
I don't know what to tell you here. Next, if you asked, I would have told you, but you haven't, so here we are.
Who does your mom like more?
Again, no one's probably listening. I think me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I think it's me.
Is Corey the black sheep of the family?
No, he's awesome. It's just me and him.
Okay, it's just you two.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Parents prefer the firstborn. Okay.
Do you guys look alike?
A little bit, yeah. He looks a little more Puerto Rican than I do, but yeah, we look alike a little bit.
Okay. I think we need to have Corey on the show.
Yeah. No, he won't come on. There's no chance. There's no chance. He's not coming on.
Is he darker than you?
Yeah, he is a little bit. Yeah, he's got a nice tan.
Yeah,
Tyler's way entertaining.
So do I, by the way, but you can't tell with this camera. I look like Casper. I have a nice tan too. You just can't see it.
How about this, Mike Brown? Can we Mike is on the bleep list big time here. Can we make it so I look like I haven't been outside in 3 years? Can we get that filter popping, Mike? Please. Make me look, I'll look like an Oompa Loompa. I don't care. I'm short. Make me look orange, please. Yeah, we should get Corey to do the video for the show. He's a videographer. Look at that. Look at that.
Mike is cranking that bad boy.
You're not watching on video. I just went from an ugly son of a bitch, and now I look like I could be in movies. Just all it took was one button that could probably be pushed. Corey Morales probably could have figured that out. All right. Survivor.
You got different shades of green now.
So we have thus far this year, Jaguars, Cowboys, mm-hmm. Bills, Patriots. Those teams are off the board. So I'm going to give everyone, this is my bucket of teams for this week, and I'm not going to rank them. So I think these are the teams that we get to choose from. Now we could, you better you bet on this Thursday, we could take the Rams. Colts are an option. I actually think the Saints are a halfway decent option against the Giants.
Ooh.
I think the Texans are somewhat decent at the Ravens. Arizona, home against Tennessee. Calvin Ridley didn't practice today. That just came down 10 minutes ago. So it looks like this is going to be Iam Anner and DK as the top two receivers for Cam Ward. Or we could take the Lions as huge favorites on the road in Cincinnati. So I will first give the baton to Corey's brother to tell us what he thinks. Tyler, what is on the big board here for you this week in Survivor?
So number one, Femi's going to hate this pick. I like the Lions. I feel like that's the logical choice. This is a tough week. I have the Lions first. I was skeptical on the Cardinals, but now with all the injury stuff coming up, and J.C. Latham might play. I don't know if he's fully healthy, but if he's not, I'm good on thinking the Titans are going to win that game. So the Cardinals are on the list, but with an asterisk. And then the Rams are third. And if you wanted to get wanted to be men, kind of like the Chargers with the Commanders all injured. Chargers at minus 2.5. So the Chargers were my fourth. So Lions, maybe the Cardinals, Rams, and then the Chargers to be a men.
We I was gonna say we do need the if we were real men
for real
survivor
men.
Pick. Now the real men pick would have gotten us bounced last week because it would have been the Raiders.
Yes, I imagine losing on that.
I can't.
What happened and how that game?
You think I hate Geno Smith now? I mean,
well, I guess
you imagine.
We don't have to imagine. We experienced it last week in week two with the Lions losing to the Buccaneers. We don't have to get into that and rehash all that nonsense. For me, my number one is the Rams. That is my number one. And like, I had it as my one. I thought it was going to be a little bit like a kind of like a contrarian pick on Tuesday, because like I thought at that point Purdy might play, and maybe it's just going to be like a banged up version of Purdy on a short week. Now I feel like more people are probably going to use the Rams. Not like they're going to be the most popular because it's a Thursday game, and some people like to wait for the whole week. Thursday games kind of weird people out. But the Rams are number one for me, and number two is the Cardinals. Just because I don't know if there's another chance for us to fire that bullet, but also everyone else who has the Cardinals available, which is 46% of our pool, is going to use the Cardinals, I think, this week, because there's never another chance where they're going to be, at least barring injury, a 7-point favorite. So those are the top two for me. And my, if we want to be men, would actually be rolling the dice with the Philadelphia Eagles if we wanted to be men at home against Denver. That was my thought.
I don't want to do that.
If we want to do that one. That's, hey. If you want to be men, you know, it's never comfortable.
My like, no, it's not like if we want to be real men. Like John Wayne men.
Like
I don't even know
chips
what that means.
Center of the table.
like yes, like the type of man that like my grandfather wanted to be, who would look at me and probably think I'm a huge sissy, asking Mike Brown to change the filter on the camera. If I wanted to be a real man, I think the Saints would be the pick. But you guys don't like them, right?
No, I don't think I can. Rattlers never won an NFL game. I'll just point that out.
So it's a really fair. Honestly, like, you won that
like,
argument.
Like, it just,
yeah.
Like, I just
Saints
can't
are off
do
the
it.
Board. Yeah. The Eagles are a real man pick.
I love the Eagles this week. The passing game is non-existent, but like they just keep winning.
Femi, who do you want to take?
I want to go with the Rams. I want to get in the streets tonight and try to get home.
Tyler?
Rams are number two on my big board. You don't have to convince me.
What about Indianapolis?
Something about that game just seems weird. Like,
what would you say
seven,
that is?
That Geno's like much better on the road than he is at home. And maybe he actually plays well in the game.
We have to, if we're going to take the Rams, we have to decide like on the show today.
Yeah.
All right.
We got some time. We got 5:40. We can do some.
I think.
Or next segment.
I think we need to decide now. We're going to start next hour with it. We're going to debate if we want to take the Rams in Survivor. Then we've got Femi's betting things. Joey Kanish will join us. All our bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.